There are always those who would destroy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. What a negative idea. There are always those who would destroy. Our world so often says the simple statement that if there's going to be a problem, there's going to be a problem. The Murphy's Law, all that sort of wonderful stuff. And we empower that thing to be real in our life. But actually, we don't believe it. Actually, we don't really believe that that can be, that all anything is, people are just going to look for things to destroy. People are going to look for things to hurt and to take from us. And we just don't believe that. Because if we believe that, this world would be a lot worse shape off than it is. And it is not really very bad. This world is in pretty good shape. It's just that there are a few conditions that come out and say something negative, and they reap their harvest. But their harvest is mighty small compared to the infinity of goodness that the universe is. The infinity of goodness that the earth is, and that the everyday experiences of you and me, the infinity of these experiences are good and very good. Oh yeah, when we feel bad, when we feel low, when we feel unhappy about anything, then we take this law and we say there would always be those who would destroy. And we don't need to think that. We think there are always those who would improve. There are always those who would bring joy into life. There are always those who would bring love and peace and harmony and right action to the world. When this is what we have as the foremost idea in our thought, in our mind, then this is what we experience in our life. Now, take the government of any country on earth. And that individual government is doing things for its people or not. And its people are approving or not of what the government is doing. And there are times that there's a rebellion where the people say that's enough. And we've had just enough of this nonsense. And the rest of the world looks on and they say, oh my goodness, you know, civil disruption there, civil disorder, how unfortunate. Well, there are always those who would destroy. And when any of those people come along, the natural attitude of society is to stop it. The natural attitude of society is to put a halt to anything that would destroy. And when society has people in it who want to destroy, then they just sort of have those people stop being that way. They put them in jail or they do whatever they want to do with them. You see, there are not always those who would destroy. Some of us have in our attitude that there are that, but that's not true. There are always those who would improve, who would delight, who would create, because we're all creators. What is it that you want to create in your life today? Do you want to create a happy home? Let's just leave it at that. You want to create a happy home. How are you going to go about creating a happy home? You're going to create a happy home with happiness. You're going to create a happy home with happy thoughts and happy attitudes. You're going to create a happy home with harmony in the family. And if any one member of the family chooses to be inharmonious, then that member of the family is chastised. That member of the family is told that's not acceptable here. That member of the family is brought into line with harmony and peace and right action. Well, you say, they got a right to be themselves. That's right. Everyone has a right to be themselves. And society has a right not to accept inharmonious action as the proper thing to do. And most of the time, that's what society does. They do not accept inharmonious action as the proper thing to do. You and I, in our thoughts, in our attitudes, in our ways of thinking, in our ways of living, we only accept harmonious things as our way of being. We only accept harmonious attitudes as our way of looking at life. And as we accept these harmonious attitudes as our way of looking at life, we don't even think of the idea that there would always be those who would destroy. Because we look at the idea, the natural attitude of life, the natural attitude of humanity, the natural attitude of reality is harmony, is to build, not the destroyer, but the builder, the creator. Now you say, well, the destroyer is necessary for things to be taken away. No. We don't destroy the evil. We just cease empowering it, and the evil ceases to be. When we empower any attitude, any way that is not to our benefit, any way that we don't appreciate, it naturally atrophies and goes away. If we endorse it, if we read the smutty journalism that might be on the counters of our grocery stores, what a terrible place for them to be. Well, if we endorse it, then they continue to be. But if no one subscribed to it, it would cease to be. It would be a non-profitable attitude. And so then no one would do it. The only people who have non-profitable attitudes are churches and religions and so forth. And the only reason they are called non-profit is that the government does not tax them so that they can go out and teach the philosophy that they're teaching, teach the ideals that they're teaching, and it is very good. And even some non-profitable organizations are negative, and they say they have a right to go teach it. Well, they do, but they have a very small following, and they come and they go. They rise and they fall. The fall of the Roman Empire is one illustration of it. When people cease to give their loving attention to that which is the most important thing for them to think about, then it ceases to be. Today, recognize that you do live in a good world. You do live in a good universe, and you do live in a good family, and you do have a good life, and that while there may be forces that would seek to destroy, we do not empower them, and they atrophy and go away. Goodness sakes, that's a heavy one, wasn't it? But thoughts for today cover everything. But mostly they cover my unconditional love for you, because I care about you, and I realize that sometimes we have to remind ourselves that when negative things appear in our life, we just cease to give them attention, cease to give them any power, and they cease to be. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.